We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, entitled The First Step in God Realization, text number 6. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Vyam. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Vyam. Swadharma Parinishtaya. Swadharma Parinishtaya. Janmalabak Parakpungsang. Janmalabak Parakpungsang. Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana Smriti. Itavan. All these. Sankhya. Complete knowledge of matter and spirit. Yogabhyam. Knowledge of mystic power. Swadharma. Particular occupational duty. Parinishtaya. By full perception. Janma. Birth. Labaha. Gain. Paraha, the supreme, pungsam, of a person, ante, at the end, narayana, the personality of Godhead, smritihi, remembrance. The highest knowledge of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. Please repeat responsively. The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. Srila Prabhupada comments. Narayana is the transcendental personality of Godhead beyond the material creation. Everything that is created, sustained, and at the end annihilated is within the compass of Mahat Tattva, or material principle, and is known as the material world. The existence of Narayana, or the personality of Godhead, is not within the jurisdiction of all the photos. Is not within the jurisdiction of this Mahatattva. And as such, the name, form, attributes, etc. of Narayana are beyond the jurisdiction of the material world. By the speculation of the empiric philosophy, which discerns matter from spirit, or by cultivation of mystic powers, which ultimately helps the performer to reach any planet of the universe or beyond the universe, or by discharge of religious duties, one can achieve the highest perfection, provided one is able to reach the stage of Narayana Smriti, or constant remembrance of the personality of Godhead. This is possible only by the association of a pure devotee who can give a finishing touch to the transcendental activities of all jnanis, yogis, or karmis in terms of prescribed duties defined in the scriptures. There are many historical instances of the achievement of spiritual perfection, such as that of the Shanakadi rishis or the 9 celebrated yogendras who attained perfection only after being situated in the devotional service of the Lord. None of the devotees of the Lord ever deviated from the path of devotional service by taking to other methods as adopted by the jnanis or yogis. Everyone is anxious to achieve the highest perfection of his particular activity. And it is indicated herein that such perfection is Narayana Smriti, for which everyone must endeavor his best. In other words, life should be molded in such a manner that one is able to progressively remember the personality of Godhead in every step of life. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Abhyam Swadharma Parinishtaya Janmalavak Parak Pungsang Ante Narayana Smritihi. The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. So we are all spirit souls imprisoned in the Mahatattva. We are incarcerated in the body, trapped. We cannot get out because we are carried away, indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha. We become mad after sense gratification. We're forcefully dragged along. So we're trapped. The strongest desire that keeps us here in the material world is kama. Kamesha krodesha rajagun samudbhava. Mahasuno maha papma vidyenamiha bhairina. This is our all-devouring sinful enemy, is this lust. Maituna agara. Pungsa striya mituni bhavamethad. It starts when a man and a woman begin to think, I am the enjoyer. Actually, Krishna is Adi Purusha. He is the only enjoyer. He's Bhokta. And we are all Prakriti. We are all meant to be enjoyed by him. This is a hard pill to swallow, hard medicine to take. But it is a fact. We are nothing but the tiny, infinitesimal, tiny, tiny, tiny parts of the Supreme Lord. He is Parameshwar. He's the Supreme Controller. He's controlling everything. We find ourselves in different situations. in this world. Sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down. And we tend to blame our troubles on others. He is my enemy. He is my friend. I am here in this distress because he has done this to me. I am enjoying because he has given me this facility. This is all simply illusion, because nothing can happen without the sanction of the Lord. Everything is going on by his arrangement. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha. Sarvasa, everything is controlled by Krishna and his multifarious energies. He's the energetic source, and he has many energies in this material world, but ultimately he is the controller. But we are thinking that I am the enjoyer. Even the man is thinking I am the enjoyer, and even the woman is thinking I am the enjoyer. So this is a trap. We're caught. And it is such a trap that we can't get out. We struggle. But the more we endeavor to solve our problems by material solutions, the more we become entangled and the more we have to suffer. The more we have to suffer. And we're getting old. Day by day, with every rising and setting of the sun, day passes. It's lost. You can't buy back a moment, even for millions of gold coins. You can't buy back one kshana, one tiny fraction, lava matra, 1/11th of a second. You can't buy back any amount of time by your material arrangements. So as long as we go on this way, what are we going to get? We're going to get the same thing. If you continue doing the same thing, you'll get the same results. Krishna says, yayatha mam prapadyante tangstatayava bhajamiham. If you surrender to me 1%, I reveal to you 1%. If you surrender to me 50, I do you 50. You surrender 100, I reveal 100. But as long as we remain aloof, independent, thinking we are the enjoyers, so we have to give up this nonsense. Somehow, we have to arrange our lives. Somehow, we have to arrange our lives in such a way that we get an opportunity to hear from Krishna how we can grow in spiritual life. Otherwise, we're in a desert. Mriga Trishna. We're simply looking for water in a desert. There's no water in the desert. The deer wanders down out of the mountain looking here and there, simply sees mirage, chases the mirage, nothing there. You'll not find anything in this material world. No matter how Madison Avenue markets it, no matter how Dalal Street makes it very nice, no matter how new it is, new and improved, but it's still of the same nature. Asat, it's temporary. Achit, it's full of ignorance. And Nira Ananda, it is contradictory to your constitutional position. You are Satchit Ananda. You are spirit soul. You are not the body. The very beginning of spiritual life. If you don't understand this, if you don't base your activities upon this key idea that I am not the body, why should I waste so much energy in pampering the body? Let me keep my life simple. simple living, high thinking. If we're not able to arrange our lives in that way, then the trap simply becomes tighter and tighter. The noose, you know, the hanging noose, it becomes tighter and tighter around our neck. More jala, just like the fish struggling in the net. We become bound up, and we can't pashana pina pashiti. We have eyes. We have a brain, I think, but we can't see. We can't see. I'm getting older. I'm getting diseased. I'm going to die. What is the use in all these arrangements? Krishna's yogakshema. He will take care of you. You invest your life energy. Jivasya tatta jigyasa. The human form of life is meant for self-realization. Krishna is adhoksaja. Eko hi narayana asit. Narayana paro vyaktat. Krishna existed before the mahatattva, before this energy. And to understand our relationship with him, it is the most important relationship we have to establish. Our relationship with the Absolute Truth, because we are also Absolute Truth, quantum, small. And he is para, he is great, he is the supreme Brahman, param Brahman. We are anu Brahman, very small. He is vibhu. And we have a relationship, but we're trying to develop a relationship with the external material energy, which is constantly changing. You do not have to stop listening when the deity doors open. We've said this many times. You simply go like this and continue hearing. You're giving ear darshan. You're hearing sound, Bhagavad Katha. And you want to stop Bhagavad Katha to have eye darshan. It's not intelligent. You disturb the speaker also. Because the speaker is trying to be a conduit. Krishna is coming down, avaroha pantha. He's coming down through parampara, even up to today. Any one of you can speak in parampara. You just have to situate yourself in the mode of goodness and serve Lord Krishna transcendentally, and Krishna will speak through you. This message is very simple. It's not difficult. We have to adjust our lives in such a way that we realize the Absolute Truth. I was talking with one boy yesterday, and he had a problem. He said, I understand this Siddhanta. I've studied it. I've read the books. But something's wrong. I feel something's wrong. Yes, until you go further, till you go deeper, until you engage in seva, paripraśnena sevaya, until you make a commitment. We have to commit in anything. You won't be a successful businessman unless you commit yourself to your business. You won't be a successful husband or wife until you commit yourself to that relationship. And you won't be a successful transcendentalist until you commit yourself by your time, by your energy, by your thoughts. Satatam kirtayantomam, 24 hours a day. We have to be engrossed in Krishna Katha. There are Navalakshana, there are 9 processes. Any one of them or all of them. But you have to be committed to achieving the result. That's what we want, the result. and it's very clear for anyone who cares to look at it with a little discrimination, with a little clear intelligence. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgate nantratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yuktatamo mata. Bhakti. Bhakti yoga is the goal. Devotional service. You may practice karma yoga. You may practice ashtanga yoga, jnana yoga, siddha yoga, any process you like. But unless you get devotion to Narayana, who is before all of your activities, unless you understand your relationship with the Supreme Person, Adi Purusha, he is Purnasya Purnamadaya, he's the Supreme Person. Unless you develop that relationship, all of your practices, all of your religion, Snama Evi Kevam, simply a waste of time, because you're not getting the result. You want to make some chapatis, so you get some flour, some water, this, that, and you come up with rubber. You didn't get the result. You may have had nice ingredients, but you didn't get nice soft chapatis. You're making a car, and you bring a nice engine from Japan, and you bring nice tires from America, and, you know, you put it all together, but it doesn't work. It's incompatible. You've got good ingredients, but you don't get the result. We want the result. We want to develop love for Krishna instead of love for the material world, love for sex life, love for love, puja, and pratishta, love for politics, love for business, love for everything except Krishna. We're teaching you how, if you develop love for Krishna, everything else will be adjusted in the material world. You don't need to worry. But you have to make an arrangement so that you can spend time in association with devotees, in association with Srila Prabhupada, and in association of Prabhupada Anugas. You have to do that. There's no alternative. There's no other process. Since time immemorial, great acharyas have given us the same formula. We're getting farther and farther away from it in today's society. And if we don't take to it, we'll get caught and pulled away by the current. We'll get dragged out to sea. Go down to Juhu Beach. There are signs there. Don't swim here. There's a strong undertow. You get dragged out. You get dragged out by the material agnostrium, by the material illusion. It's becoming harder to perform even bhakti. Forget karma. Forget. These are all much, much harder to perform. Ashtanga yoga. Who can do it? Yam niyamasan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Who can do it in Kali Yuga? Nobody. Who can do yajna? Nobody can do it. It's simply tamasha. It's a big show, but it's not real. They don't get results. We're offering you a simple process. You can feel the results in your life. You can change your life. You can live in the spiritual world. Karmana manasa gira. Nikilasvapya vastasu jivan mukta. You can become jivan mukta. Even you're a businessman, a householder. We don't say you take sannyas. In fact, sannyas is very difficult to get until you're 50 or 60, and even then you have to get permission from the home minister. But you have to make an effort. Nothing is free. Tatra lolyam api ekalam mulyam. So I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? These nine Yogendras and the Kumaras, they were firmly fixed. The Kumaras were fixed in impersonal realization. The Navi Yogendras were sons of Rishabhdev. They're very famous. In the 11th canto, you can read about them. 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, in their conversation with Maharaj Nimi. Maharaj Nimi asked them nine questions, nine Yogendras, one question for each. All about devotional service. Everything that is mentioned here is dealt with in that subject. Yes, Devaki Nanda. You have a big voice, Prabhu. Bolo. He came in touch with pure devotee. Anyone, if they come in contact with a pure devotee, they can be transformed. Nothing is written in stone. Actually, one of Prabhupada's main goals in his preaching was he wanted to change or destroy the communists and the Mayavadis, two biggest groups of atheists and obstacles on the path of spreading Krishna consciousness. So he went to Russia, and after some time, communist leader who died of a heart attack, I can't remember, not Gorbachev. Huh? No, not Gorbachev. Before him.
Brezhnev?
No, it was before Brezhnev. Not Khrushchev. Maybe it was Brezhnev. I thought there was somebody with an A. He was head of the KGB. Anyway, maybe it was Brezhnev. He said there are only two main enemies that can destroy our communist society: Western rock and roll and Hare Krishna. There's somebody with an A. I forget his name. Huh? No. There is somebody with... Huh? Andropov! It was Andropov. He was head of the KGB. So, he was the communist. Now, everywhere, there are Hare Krishna temples. Practically in every town, there are Hare Krishna devotees. They get this kind of crowd every evening. What Bhagavatam, they have the biggest Bhagavatam class in the world, in Moscow. And they get this crowd in the evening for Bhagavad Gita also. Big congregations they have there. And the impersonalists, this first step in God realization first came out as a little small booklet, and Prabhupada wanted it given to the big Mayavadis like Chinmaya. I won't say the rest of his name. And there was also the Lord in Five Features from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He really, because practically, I'm sorry to say, but very few people have a clear understanding of Vaishnavism. Even people who claim to be Hindus or even Vaishnavas, you know, they go before the deity and they think, "Oh Lord," or they say, "Oh Lord, I love you." But in their mind, they're thinking, "When can I become equal to you? When can I merge with you?" very insidious, incipient disease. This mayavadi bhasha shunile hoy sarvanash. Just by hearing mayavadi katha, one destroys his powers of discernment. So only if an impersonalist comes in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord. Of course, the four Kumaras met the Supreme Lord himself, and they smelt the tulsi leaves that were being offered to the Lord's lotus feet, and that alone was enough. Of course, Tulsi's a pure devotee, but she didn't get up and give a lecture to them. They just smelt the aroma of Tulsi, and they were transformed. So even though we're hard-hearted, I know, because I come from the same background as all of you, even though our hearts are a little cold, even though we're defensive, even though we have impersonalistic ideas, if we take up chanting japa, doing seva, work, it's not work, but for lack of a better word that you understand, for doing some work, some kar seva, in this regard, I don't know about their level of realization, but their example is wonderful. I've always been impressed by the Sikh religion. They really get out there, rich man or poor man, they all get out there and lift the bricks and do the seva, anything, any little service. Very good example for us, because that's what will purify you, cheto dharpana marjana. That'll cleanse the heart. That'll change your jnana into vijnana. Jnana, we're hearing, we're understanding, but why are we not progressing? Or why are we going slowly? Vijnana. Work hard for Krishna. Whenever you get time. If you have full time, then morning to night. If you have other responsibilities, then you adjust your time, and whenever you have free time, you come here and meet Brajahari or the other management. Get some service. We're dying. We're all dying. My God brothers all around me, I'm seeing. I was supposed to, but I wasn't ready. Grantharaj, yes. Loudly. Wait. I'm sorry. No, it's all right.
When somebody gives the body in his heart, or in some place he is respected as of the past, what exactly happens?
First thing you have to understand that you're not the body. Do you understand that you are not the body? That you're a spirit soul? Huh? No? Then what is the use in asking other questions? First of all, you understand that you are not the body and you work for Krishna. Work for your spiritual life. There are so many answers are there, but we are not here for an entertainment. Like sometimes in the past, we would bring one Bhajan Sandhya singer, and he would sing bhajans, but his realization was miles behind, because his achar was bad. He had no realization. And he would sing and people, but what is the use in that? Svavidvara hoshtra karai sangstuta purusha pasunaha. men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. I'm not saying Shastra, I'm just quoting Shastra. Men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses in their habits, they praise other men of a similar nature. We're not here to do that. We're here to help each other grow. And this is, when you go to school, there is a type of school, I forget what it's called, but there'll be students of different levels, and the teacher will call a student up and give them some instruction. They'll go back to their desk and do some work, and another student on a different level will come up. What is that called? Something like that. Anyway, we're here to deal with real problems, not fancy questions. First, you understand that you are not the body, and get some service. When you ask a question, I want you to say, Maharaj, I'm cleaning the pots in the kitchen, my name is whatever, and I have this question. Maharaj, I'm helping to organize Sunday school, and I have this question. You understand? I want to hear about your service. Then I know that if we say something, it won't just go in one ear and out the other. You know, I remember attending one pravachan over in Juhu Parla Road there, goes into SB Road. And big pandal was there, one very flamboyant speaker telling stories, you know, half-hour story. People were, you know, it's very amazing. So I was talking to some of the people as they came out. And, you know, Swami so-and-so, oh, he's very great, he's very learned. Oh, he's really wonderful. What did he say? Oh, I don't know, it was too high for me. What's the use? Waste of time. Go to a cinema. That'd be better for you. Get more practical benefit. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.